If you're like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch is probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio. Oh, no, no, no. Witch Police Radio.
Hey, folks. On March 28th at the Limelight, it's the first semi-final of the Future of Music competition. If you remember last year on the podcast, I did a series of compilation episodes, which were short interviews with all the participants, or as many as I could get, at each stage of the semi-finals of this competition. It's an opportunity for young up-and-coming artists, mostly in the hip-hop, R&B, and related genres, to get their name out there, make themselves heard, and potentially win some cash and prizes. It's an event that's put on by Creative Side Entertainment, which is a group run by Ezoman. He's a local rapper, producer, performer, promoter, and he's been a repeat guest on my podcast. And what I'm going to do is, before I launch into this episode, which is a series of short interviews with, I think it's five of the performers at this upcoming event, I'm going to play a clip from Ezoman last year, sort of explaining what this is all about, so you can get an idea of what we're actually talking about here.
So my name is Ezoman. I am a musician. I am also the owner of Creative Side Entertainment Group, which is located in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We are actually an agency, and we're very passionate into helping, you know, Canadian artists. And when I'm talking about artists, I'm not just talking about music. I'm talking about everything that is embedded in arts. So we very passionate into helping Canadian and artists to be able to take that route of deciding to become what they've been dreaming of becoming. And we try to do everything we can to support their music or their dance or their arts in different ways. The winner at the end of the idea, because the idea itself is to gather financial some finances for these artists to be able to invest into their craft.
Okay.
They can use the money to go into the studio. They can use the money to shoot the music video. They can use the money to promote their music or whatever. So basically, we put the show together, and all the money that we get, we gather together, we give it to the artists at the end, whoever wins. So the template is like a competition template. It's like a versus. You see, like, I don't know if you're familiar with battle rap.
Sure.
How they do battle rap.
Yep.
So, you know, that's an old style of doing music. That's how usually people used to do it in hip hop industry. And now there's this new way of doing it. We don't want just somebody to be there speaking or talking on top of the beat about something, about somebody, or start insulting people. We wanted actually to promote art instead. We want to promote their albums. So every single artist that is part of this project, is supposed to be to have an album, and is supposed to have even an EP or very original songs, because those are the songs that are going to be performed during the events. And then whoever artists that actually pleases the audience with their arts and the craft, the audience going to vote, and then they move up to the next level, which is going to be final. So we are going to use the same template for this year, Future of Music.
My name's Isaac James, and I kind of dabble in a little bit of everything, mainly like rap and trap stuff, but I come from many different musical backgrounds.
Cool. And how long have you been doing this? How long have you actually been performing and then recording?
Performing like rap music and all that, just over a year now. It's been a journey so far. It's been pretty cool.
Where do you fit yourself in? I mean, you know, rap music is such an umbrella genre at this point. And I know you mentioned trap earlier, but how do you sort of place yourself on the spectrum of what rap music is? You know, because there's so many different styles and subgenres that are all sort of part of this larger thing.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think, honestly, I'm kind of going for, like, my own kind of sound and rap. Like, I'm trying to mix genres together and just make, like, a my own thing kind of, like, make people remember me by.
Okay. Well, and that's maybe brings up a good question is, you know, we're in an era now where, I mean, everyone has the ability, which is awesome, to record their own music, to put it out online, to make it available, you know, sort of at the click of a button. And so as an up-and-coming artist, how do you... whether you figured this out or not, I guess, how do you sort of make yourself heard above the noise? How do you get your music sort of attention? What is your plan to do that, I guess, among all these other people who are making music and fighting for that same attention?
Ooh, so like in my current situation, I come from a small town. So like small towns are like really showing lots of love in this kind of thing. Like there's not a lot of people that do this kind of thing from small towns. So
sure.
Just like I feel like people seeing that kind of just like they hop on board real quick, and like my first show like completely sold out, just like because of all the people from my town, and I was like couldn't be more thankful for that.
Well, what town are you from?
I'm from Stonewall.
Oh, cool. Okay. So being from Stonewall, I mean, maybe this is another good thing to talk about here. One of the things that I personally like, I mean, about hip hop has always been when people sort of reflect very honestly where they're from, who they are, what their actual background is, rather than trying to,
100%.
You know, put on an air of being from New York or LA or whatever. Being from a small town, do you think that comes through in your music? Do you think that vibe of being from Stonewall is sort of, whether it's subconsciously or not, in what you do?
For sure, yeah. I totally try and make it known I'm not necessarily from Stonewall. I'm a military kid, so
okay,
I've lived all over, but I feel like Stonewall is where I found myself as a human and as an artist. So I like to call this place home.
Do you think that that small town experience, and maybe even that sort of moving to different places around the country experience, does that come through in your music to listeners? Do you think people can pick up on sort of that upbringing you've had and that background of yours?
In my upcoming album, I do talk about a little bit of that. Yeah.
Okay. What is the, maybe that's a good segue into the album. What do you have coming up as far as recordings and releases?
I do plan to drop a single just after the Future Music Show. I will be performing it at the Future Music Show.
Cool.
But I'm working on this super big album. It's called Forgotten City. It's got a bunch of local Winnipeg guys on it. And I'm kind of, the whole message behind that album is kind of how there's no big platform in Winnipeg and this city's kind of slept on. Because of like there's so much talent in the city, but like you hear all like the big record labels are in Toronto and LA, right? Like there's nothing in Winnipeg. So I'm just trying to put that album on the map and send a message.
Do you think that there is a because Winnipeg, just like hip hop in general, has had so many eras of rap music and in different styles over the decades and different subgenres. Do you think there's a Winnipeg sound? Like, do you feel like there's something that to you as a listener sort of feels Winnipeg-y, feels Manitoban as far as hip-hop?
Honestly, can't really tell. Like, I listened, like, honestly, like, most of the music I listen to is a lot of, like, my homies from Winnipeg, and it's just, like, it's just songs that I play, like, almost every day. Like, Max Wins, like, I listen to that man, like, almost every day. Like, it's, like, not even because, like, I'm his friend, too,
right.
But, like, I'm a fan of his music, you know what I mean? Like, it's, say, like, my bros Fiji and Sleepy Zay, Vital, all them, they're I always just bump their music, and it just, like, you make it known, like, oh man, what am I even trying to say here? Yeah, it's just definitely trying to get a platform for the city because people deserve it out here.
Well, and with this Future Music Show coming up, I mean, what does that mean, having that opportunity mean to you as an upcoming artist? Like, do you think this is going to open up potentially a new audience to what you do? Because of all these other artists bringing their audiences in as well?
It could, yeah. I honestly saw this, like, more collaboration opportunities because, like, looking at the lineup we got for March 28th is very diverse. Like, everyone on this bill makes different kinds of music.
Yeah.
And it's just super cool, like, seeing everyone do their thing. And it's, like, a lot of these... This is going to be a hard show to judge because almost everyone on this bill is super talented, so...
Yeah,
I'm very excited for this one.
Have you done a lot of shows at this point? I mean, I know you mentioned, you know, performing in all of your hometown, people coming in to check it out, but have you been playing a lot?
I have done, I think, 4 shows in the past year, and then I got this future music show coming up. Then I'm opening up for D12 and Obi Trice at the Bulldog on April 8th.
Cool.
And then on April 10th, I'm opening up for Shaggy 2 Dope of Insane Clown Posse at the Exchange Event Center.
Those are fairly big shows. I mean, how did you get hooked up with those on those bills?
Those were just word of mouth, honestly. There's a Bulldog kind of put in a good word for me for the promoters for the D12 show, and then I opened up for Violent J last year. So okay. The promoters for the EEC were like, "Do you want to do Shaggy 2 Dope as well?" It's like, might as well. Got to do the whole thing.
You have the Juggalo audience locked down, I guess.
Oh yeah, totally, dude. It was I wasn't expecting that to be like my first big opening spot. And it was super surprising to me. And I kind of just, yeah, the Juggalos sure know how to get down. It was a good time opening up for Violent J, and very excited to do it for Shaggy as well.
Yeah. Well, for people who haven't heard you before, or maybe, you know, want to hear more about what you're doing, obviously the show, the Future Music Show, is a good way to check you out. But other than that, where can people find your music online and find out what you're up to as far as upcoming shows and things like that?
You can find me on all streaming services, Isaac James. It's spelled ISXXC space JXMES. And all my social media handles should be Isaac James FR.
Okay. And then at this point, like, you know, as we're recording this, how much music do you have available online? Like, where can people check that out? You said the streaming services. Do you have, is it just singles, or do you have any longer projects at this moment?
Mainly just singles. I got one album out, but I highly suggest nobody listens to it because of how ass it is. But I got quite a few singles out right now. I was kind of just promoting a few singles before the new album comes out, because I promise the new album is way better. And
that's actually kind of funny that you say that about the previous album, because like you said at the beginning, you haven't been doing this for all that long, so you must feel like you've improved considerably sort of in the time between that first release 100%. And now.
Yeah, it's been just like people tell me all the time, they're just like, how did you go from this to this so quick? How does that happen?
So my name is Laura Shante. I am an 18-year-old singer. I've been singing since I was 7 years old. I do genres like R&B, pop, Afro music, and I try and kind of blend them all together sometimes to create my own unique, you know, style and sound.
Cool. And so as a singer, you're participating in this event that is more heavily sort of geared towards rappers. But I mean, there are, like I said, there's other genres that get involved in that as well. What does it mean for you to be taking part in something like this? You know, knowing that you're maybe an outsider in the sense that you're singing, whereas most of the other people on the bill are going to be rapping.
Honestly, like, I feel like it's new for me to be competing against, like, a bunch of, like, rappers. And I mean, like, I know some of them sing as well.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, I'm a little bit nervous. But I'm also, like, excited because I feel like it's going to push me to bring forward my best game, you know, like, my A game. And that's what I want to do for the competition.
For sure. And like you said off the top, you know, you're 18, you're still very young. What has your experience been as far as doing shows locally? Have you had a lot of opportunities to perform live?
I haven't had like a lot of opportunities, but slowly I'm starting to gain more opportunities where people are reaching out to me to either like be a part of a project of theirs or to be a part of something like this, which is like a competition or a show. So it's slowly happening, but my goal this year is to try and push myself more out there and release songs, release more of videos of myself, you know, just push out more content out there.
For sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe a good question then is, you know, knowing that we're in an era now where everyone can record music, fairly easily, they can get it online fairly easily. There's a low barrier to entry, which is great. It means more people are making music, more people are sharing music. But what is your sort of plan as far as you know, making yourself heard above all of the noise of everyone else? Like, what is it about what you do that you think will sort of elevate you so you will grab people's attention and they will want to listen to what you're doing?
I think what's unique about me is, like, my sound, the way I approach different sounds and my hooks, too. I think that I create really good hooks that get people going, you know, like radio material type stuff where, you know, people will be singing it over and over. And honestly, I think that I am really good at entertaining, you know, like I can dance, I can sing, and yeah, you know, just I bring a unique energy, I think.
Well, that's especially good in something like this where it's a contest, right? Where people are trying to sort of make themselves noticed above everyone else. So that's a good good set of skills to have for sure. Have you figured out sort of where you fit in within the local music scene? Because I mean, there's so many people making music in Winnipeg and Manitoba, which is great. And but there's so many little sort of scenes and sub scenes and cliques and little you know, groups of people playing at different venues or playing appearing on each other's projects and things like that. Have you sort of found your people within the local music scene yet?
Honestly, not really. There are times where I did think I found my people, but, you know, I feel like I'm just kind of meant to be like a solo artist. Obviously, I love connecting with artists, and hopefully for this show, I will, you know, make a lot of new friendships and new connections. But right now, I'm just kind of, you know, riding on the solo wave.
Right on. What is your songwriting process like? I mean, you know, as a singer, it's going to be different than a lot of the other people on this event as well. But do you write on an instrument? Do you write vocals alone? What is your sort of routine like as far as writing songs?
So for the songs that I write that I usually record in the studio, I usually find a beat that I like. And then, like, usually I'll think of a melody.
Okay.
And then I'll start. Recently, I have started, like, writing before thinking of a melody. Just because I struggle with writer's block sometimes, and I'm trying to, like, exercise myself to try different approaches to songwriting. But yeah, usually I'll find a beat. I do write songs on my piano, but those songs I don't necessarily, like, go to the studio and perfect them.
Is that, like, is it just stylistically different, or what is the reason for that? Like, what's different about the ones that you write on the piano, I guess?
Well, I honestly would like to, like, you know, compose my own song from scratch, you know, like my own, but I just need to find someone that would be able to capture that the way that I want it to be captured. And yeah, but honestly, for now, like, I'm good with, like, you know, finding R&B beats, Afro beats that resonate with me and making songs to that.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
And so if people are hearing about you for the first time on this podcast, like with a lot of the people, you know, it's all up and coming artists. So you might be new to a lot of listeners. What is the best way to hear your music at this point? I mean, obviously you're working on new stuff, I'm sure, all the time. But at the time we're recording this, where should someone go if they want to hear your music other than the show?
Well, you can go on Spotify, Apple Music, you know, all the platforms. It's there. This year, I plan to release more. You might notice that I only have 2 songs. That is temporary. I promise. There will be more. But yeah, you can find me on any streaming platform, I'm pretty sure. Like, yeah.
Are you focusing on singles only, or is there like an album or an EP or something in the works?
I have a project that I want to start later on this year or like approaching next year. But right now I'm trying to work on just putting singles out so I can build an audience and a strong audience. Then once I build a strong audience, you know, I can put a project out there and know that there's going to be a group of people that will definitely listen to it.
Awesome. And then I guess last question I have for you is where can people find out about what you're up to as far as, you know, someone could hear this the day it comes out, or they could hear it a year from now after the competition's already over and maybe they want to check out more of your stuff. What's the best way to find out about upcoming shows or upcoming releases and things like that online?
So I'd say my Instagram is like the number one platform where you can find like all the things that I'm doing.
Cool.
It's at laurel.shante. And yeah, there you can find my covers, my music announcements, my show announcements, everything.
My name is Jay Krish. That's my artistic name. That's the name that I go with. But the Jay Krish is coming out from Jay Krishnan Balakrishnan. That's my real name.
Okay.
So I decided to go with my Jay Krish because I wanted it to be sounding like an artistic name. I wanted it to carry a root that I am from. So that's the main reason I go with the name Jay Krish. It actually means, Jay means victory, and Krishna, it's the Lord Krishna's name. So that's about my name. And I am an international, you know, I came to Canada as an international student. I'm from India.
Okay.
I have been doing music for the past 6 to 7 platforms. The album is called The Storytelling. There are 10 songs in the album. And every song is actually speaks about moments that happened in a person's life. So everything has been arranged like the pearls in a necklace. Likewise. So it's like that necklace. my song. Every song speaks about a moment of the person's life.
I like that analogy about the pearls in the necklace. As someone who's new to Winnipeg, relatively new to Winnipeg, what is your impression of the local music scene here? What have you sort of learned about music here in Winnipeg?
First of all, I decided to come to Canada post-COVID. Post-COVID, everything just stood upside down. And that's when I decided that I need to move out to the place. But everyone used to ask me, why Winnipeg? Why are you going to Winnipeg? This question I have faced from a lot of people, but I can proudly tell them that this is Winnipeg and I'm so happy to be here. This neighborhood is so great, especially the music scene, the people. So if you really want to, I believe that you're a Winnipegger. So yep. You can definitely understand that if somebody who's not a Winnipegger, what I would recommend them is just go to the cafes, go to the pubs, just go there and visit the music scene, how people are interacting to each other. People are so nice there. Of course, I agree that there are certain things which is not so good, which is not favorable to hear about Winnipeg, but still, everything's there. I agree to that. But still, the music scene, the people are really good. If you go visit these places and just interact with them, have a smile, it's so nice. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. And this is a thing which I really believe about Winnipeg. If you really, really want something, and if you ask to Winnipeg, Winnipeg will give that to you. I trust in Winnipeg for sure. I'm so happy to be here.
I like that attitude. That's great to hear. For people who aren't familiar with your music, how would you describe the sound of what you do? How would you sort of define the style of music that you make?
So my music is a mixture of two languages, my mother tongue and English. Mother tongue is Malayalam.
Okay.
It's a South Indian language. There are 100+ languages in India, and this is one of the languages. This is one of the oldest languages in the world. This Malayalam language, it's almost 2,000 years old. So all of my songs are a mixture of English and Malayalam. So I call it like a Manglish, what I'm saying. Yeah, so that's how I do. That's all about me.
Sure. So with this event that's happening, I mean, this is an opportunity for a lot of up-and-coming artists like yourself to sort of showcase what they do and hopefully, you know, reach new audiences and get new fans. What do you think people should expect from you at this upcoming event?
So the people who come to the upcoming show, this is what I'm going to tell them. What I will be providing them is I will give them an experience of my culture. It's an opportunity for them to experience how the art form from another country looks like.
Cool.
So I, coming from India, where the hip-hop music is not really, where the hip-hop music was born. So it was not born in India.
Yeah.
But India, like I said, India has more than 30+ culture, 100+ languages. So it's more diverse. So people who would come to the show on 28, this is what they can expect from me, that they can experience my culture, they can experience my music, and I can also entertain them by, through my hip-hop music of a blend of a Malayalam and English. So it'll be, it's an experience for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just hum two lines?
Go for it, yeah.
Just
for
give
it.
Them?
Sure.
I appreciate that. So I'm going to hum, or I'm going to sing four lines of my mother tongue. The song is actually in Manglish, but the chorus of the song, the hook, is in Malayalam. So this is how it sounds like. If you want to hear more of this, come to the show. So this is how it goes. Kadagal parayam, parayam, yaninin kadagal parayam, naminiyum nai cheran, kadagal iniyum parayam, narigatol chulan, yaninuvenam olan, logatin narayum, namakuto cheran.
Very cool.
So it goes.
Very cool.
Option.
If someone wants to hear more about what you're doing, I mean, you know, maybe they hear this after the show's already happened and things like that. What's the best way to find your music online or find out about what you're up to as far as, you know, maybe future shows and things like that?
Well, my music and my debut album, everything is available online, like YouTube and social media or Instagram, TikTok, or all the audio platform. You just need to search JKRISH Official, JKRISH Official. That's my handle everywhere. Just in case if you don't find me, just search with my album, Storytelling, JKRISH. You would definitely find me.
Awesome.
That's how you get reach out.
Sounds good. Thanks.
varu parakam, varu parakam, lokathil avasarangal kai kudikam, varu parakam, varu parakam, lokathil avasarangal kai kudikam, tharnyalom, nirthiyalom, thokkuvanilla njan ini yorikalom, pidiyayalom, bhagyamillalom, lakshyathile kuthudarum thanneyayalom, I don't wanna mind what's gonna wear me down. I ain't gonna time cause I can't hear it now. Or you can go on, rather the room and you go. But my skin is dark enough not to let you wear. In the motel, pudiyoru kalam. Up in the lotel and then nulla nadam. Like the frost said it in this poem. I got my sugar for I sleep. Varu parakam, varu parakam, lokathil avasarangal kai kudikam, varu parakam, varu parakam, lokathil avasarangal kai kudikam. Say this is war, basis nord, ISIS burn, Nazi existence of yourself and nord, what the Nazi stands. Learn to stand on yourself, seize the life by yourself, witness necessity and you all need to stay thirsty. Opening the race, got to amplify the pace, keep the courage on your face, let me be gone from disgrace. Put your love first and your praise, he will keep you off from shades. You should walk out on your graves, rather sit in double lanes, yeah. Yada, manava, nindi anubhongilil nannam, nee padichittulla dhinam appuram vera onnum illa. തോൽവിയിൽ നിന്നും തോൽവിയിലേക്ക് പോകാതെ നിനക്കും നിന്റെ വീട്ടുകാർക്കുമായി വിജയിക്ക്. അല്ലാതെ പാമ്പിനെ കാത്തിരിക്കുന്ന പൊട്ടക്കിണറ്റിലെ തവളയാകില്ല നീ. Varu parakam, varu parakam, lokathil avasarangal kai kudikam, varu parakam, varu parakam, lokathil avasarangal kai kudikam, aashaye kaachu raguvirikam, nin kartavyangal ninakku vijayikam, aashaye kaachu raguvirikam, nin kartavyangal ninakku vijayikam, varu parakam, varu parakam, lokathil avasarangal kai kudikam, aashaye kaam churagu virikam, nin kartavyangale ninakku vijayikam, varu parakam.
Scott, you want to go first?
No, you go first. I was about to say rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, I'll go first. It's funny you say a lot of people come together for these events, because I was one that went to these events and met a lot of people and networked and shoulder rubbed and, you know, met the right people. And I started off as a fan. And what I do is I drum, I do music pretty much. I play guitar, I drum, I dabble in singing, I write. Yeah. And as far as how me and Sky connected, he hit me up on Instagram one day, wanted me to play his songs, and it was just like that. And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Cool. Well, then I guess, Sky, what is your musical background here?
So I've got a name, Sky, but Sky is my artist name. My real name is Kingsley. I moved here from my manager roughly 7-8 years ago.
Okay.
So something happened, and I found music in the Elixir pretty much.
Cool.
So in respect to the style of music I make, I make pop music. Let me show you pop music. I make beat music, but that's just pretty late. So most of my songs are really huge love for the 80s. So I use 80s style beats a lot, with a little bit of a contemporary style beats. Like, I just mix what's happening now with 80s.
Okay.
So something pretty similar to The Weeknd. So I would say my style of music is it's music that pays respect to time. You feel me?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What is the draw to the 80s stuff? Because I mean, I'm assuming you guys look a little younger than me. I mean, I remember the 80s as a kid, but I mean, yeah, a lot of people nowadays, I think, are attracted to that kind of vibe, even though they weren't around sort of the first time around. So what is the appeal about to you?
What is the appeal for it?
Yeah, like why 80s stuff? It's
The Weeknd.
Okay.
It's The Weeknd that got me into it, because initially I was just making an R&B type of music. I was making just R&B. And The Weeknd, after he released Blinding Lights.
Yeah.
Blinding Lights is a perfect example for a modern song that gives you nostalgic, you know, experiences.
Sure.
The beat alone, like the drum set, the synthesizers or whatever. I think that's what they call it, the synth.
Yeah, yeah.
The synth alone just makes you feel like you're in the 80s. And the way he sung brings you back here. So ever since then, I started dabbling in 80s music. And I realized that music back then was so... What's the word?
I'd say it's more simple.
Original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More simple.
Simple.
It was more raw.
Yeah.
Energetic. It was... I think it's the sense and just the energy that attracts me to that.
What does the sort of interplay between the two of you look like? I mean, you know, most people performing this thing are just sort of an individual, a lot of the time just doing vocals, right? What does it look like with the two of you working together?
Well, I'm the singer. Well, he does a lot for me. He's not just like an artist. Like, he helps me with a lot of things. He helped me write. He helped me set up shows. And he's mainly my drummer.
Okay.
Yeah. So, drumming to his songs live with a guitarist.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, not just live, to whatever I need for when I'm not recording too.
Well, that kind of gives it a bit of a different vibe too, right? Having that live element when a lot of people, especially this, will be using backing tracks, right? So you have that is definitely I don't want to say an advantage, but it's definitely going to stand out as something different, as something unique at this kind of event.
I like giving experiences in my performances. I want you to come here and like, I want you to listen to the song. And I go, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You come to the show, you get a whole different vibe. And hopefully it's good too, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I don't want to stay boring. Because a lot of artists just lip sync.
Just like, that's a good point, yeah, yeah. Well, and I think I think that's almost more accepted now. It's interesting you're kind of throwing back to an earlier era when that was really not cool to be doing that, right? And now it seems like it's okay again. People are quite comfortable.
Oh, no, I'm not hating on it. Like, the thing is, when you get too comfortable singing, like that lip syncing,
yeah,
you might be put in a position where you have to sing live. You never know.
Yeah, that's true.
And that might ruin the experience or the fun.
And people are not young. They know, right?
Yeah.
You can't fool them.
Not anymore. No, no.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is an event where it's kind of highlighting and then promoting up and coming local artists. There's a whole bunch of different styles and different people participating in this. What does this opportunity mean to you guys to have a chance to do this? Do you think it's going to sort of open you up to a new audience that maybe hasn't heard what you do before?
Yeah.
Talking over each other. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Scott.
I'm just kidding. Are you afraid of the question?
Yeah, sure. Basically, I mean, like, what does it mean to you to have this chance to perform at this thing? Do you think it's going to, is the goal of this to sort of, I mean, obviously you want to win it, but is the goal also to sort of introduce your sound to a new group of people, a potential new audience, and sort of expand your horizons that way? Or are you using it as an opportunity to network? Or what's the goal for you in this competition?
As you said, an opportunity to network for starters. There's always an opportunity to meet new people, get new connections. So that's a really huge factor for me, whatever I perform. And this show means a lot. So shout out to Enzo. Shout out to everyone. But it means a lot to me and the guy, because I went through this phase where I couldn't understand the look of a microphone. I mean, that's been going on for almost a year now. So this will be our first show back.
Okay.
We had people questioning where what's going on. We also had people like, take your time, son. It's an opportunity to connect back with fans to show that we're still here. Because the break was necessary. Mentally, like everything, it was necessary. So having an opportunity to perform to bold or diverse crowd like this, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Anything.
Right on. For people who are unfamiliar with what you do, what's the best way to find your music at this point? I mean, the good thing about this is someone could hear it the day it comes out, or they could hear it a year from now and maybe want to look back and find your stuff after maybe they've seen you at the show or whatever. Where can someone find your stuff online?
Where can people find my music online?
Yeah.
On every platform, I believe, including main platform. We have we have our song on YouTube, we have our song on Spotify, Apple Music. I don't really doubt what we sound about because I don't really think it will be better.
But you're on most of the ones that people will use to get music in. Yeah. Cool.
Absolutely.
And then as far as, future shows and things like that, what's the best way to sort of follow you, social media or elsewhere to find out what's going on in the near future?
Well, to me, Instagram, most of them. I wouldn't want someone to call my Twitter. If that,
that's a different person.
Okay.
I'm kidding. But, mostly Instagram, I want to start evil tech talk. It's a really good platform for upcoming artists. So you can see mostly on Instagram and TikTok.
Cool. Is that the same for both of you or?
Yeah, I promote usually on Instagram, Facebook. I might dive into TikTok world. You got to nowadays for all the youngins. And this is going to be a fun experience because, like I said, I grew up a fan of this competition, and to be able to perform in it is going to be just a blessed opportunity. And I'm a fan of these people that are in the competition; like they're my friends too. So
yeah,
they're amazing people. They're amazing artists. It's going to be a fun time.
I ignore Your smile I do adore. Got so much love I store. All up there in my core. Some things that's just a part of me. Some things I hope you'll never see. But I'll take you out and make you feel at ease. So please don't run, young blood, just stay with me. I'm losing myself, hope you can find me. Of me that's out of place. Your time missing part I can't retrace. Wanna hold you close until you feel at home. Your poison's in my heart, you drown my soul. Oh.
Well, I go by the name Ben Noble. I've been making music for a few years at this point. I make definitely a variety of music. I wouldn't say any of it really falls under hip hop. It's okay. Mostly other acoustic pop, some R&B influences, and some of the stuff that I do as well. Yeah, that's neat.
Well, that's maybe an interesting way to start then. I mean, the fact that you are not necessarily a hip hop artist, and this show, this full series, is very heavily leaning towards hip hop. So how do you think that you sort of fit into the overall competition as someone who's maybe a bit of an outsider in terms of the style of music you make?
I think we're all artists, we're all performers. Like, I love performing. I've headlined my own shows, and I've had experience performing, and definitely have like a lot more slower songs, but I do have more upbeat songs that I do like to perform to. I feel like I'll really fit in with any, like, I kind of blend with any type of music, depending on what songs I choose out of my discography. Like, I can choose different things for different settings. And I don't know, we're all artists at the same time, so I feel like it lines up fine. If I just go out and do my thing, and it works.
Do you think that this is an opportunity to kind of get yourself heard by new ears, by listeners who maybe are into these other artists and they're coming to check it out, and then suddenly they hear what you're doing and potentially you can win them over?
Yeah, absolutely. I always welcome people with open arms. Like, I really see the people that come out to my shows and all that. Like, it's really just a community of people I love. It just feels like you're hanging out with a bunch of your friends. I always welcome new people that come listen and be a part of it. Send me a message on Instagram, you know, come up to me at a show. Like, I always love talking and meeting new people and having new people in the community. So 100%. If there's one person that wants to start listening to my music or coming to my shows because of this interview or because of the show on the 28th, you know, then that's a win to me. It's another person joining the family.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I haven't played in bands in well over a decade now, or more. But it was like that when I was playing music too. It was very, very welcoming. Everyone seems to sort of, you know, encourage each other to do stuff. So it's always nice to see that younger artists are having the same experience in Winnipeg.
Absolutely. It's a community. We need to hold the community accountable too. Like, the moment we stop going to each other's shows, the moment we stop buying people's merch. Like, yeah. I'm wearing an artist merch right now. We always got to support, because without art, the world is nothing. And if you're an artist wanting that support, why not give it back to other artists?
Yeah, I think that's the right attitude to have, for sure.
Right.
For sure. If people want to hear more of your stuff, what's the best way to do it? I mean, you know, we're in an era now where there's not sort of one way to listen to music. People are streaming on various platforms, or they're downloading, or they're buying things physically, or they're going to Bandcamp. Like, there's so many options. What's sort of your, where would you drive someone if they wanted to check out your music? What would be your suggestion?
I mean, it really depends on their preference. If you're wanting, like, I have music videos that I try to be pretty consistent with a lot of the songs that I put out, to have music videos with them. I'm of course on Spotify, Apple Music. Like, I have some stuff on SoundCloud as well. I'm on everything, but also just come to the shows. Like, with the shows that you're getting unreleased, you're getting covers that you're doing in a different way. You're getting the old stuff that you've already heard. You can sing along to, and it's just, I feel like the shows are just the best way to experience an artist and really listen to their music. But I mean, as far as the digital and everything, I mean, Spotify, Apple Music, all platforms, really.
Whichever one someone's using, yeah.
Do you
have anything big planned for the near future? I mean, obviously this show is a big deal for everyone involved because of the opportunity to move on, and then there's a prize and everything at the end of it. But what else do you have coming up, you know, sort of going into the summer and things like that?
I'm really just, this year I'm just trying to live a little bit more and try to take the pressure off of music. Like, I had my EP that I released in January, and I put so much pressure on putting this project together and having the show and selling out the show and all these things, and it just took away like the joy of actually just music, which is what I'm actually trying to do. So I don't know, I'm just trying to live a little bit. Like, I have songs that I could put and make an album, but I'm really just trying to record, get my band like to record some of the songs that I've written with them, and just like have fun with music. And then I don't know, maybe I drop an album, or maybe it's just singles, or I don't know what it is, but I feel like more so just kind of living and let music coincide with that. That's my plan for the year.
Sure. And what should people expect from you who are going to the show, who maybe haven't heard you before? What would you say as far as your, you know, not just the songs, but the live performance as well? What would you sort of tell people to expect at one of your performances?
Expect to be singing along, expect to be shining your lights, expect to be danced. And I'm going to bring up some upbeat stuff and comes up with some groovy stuff, really anything. Just expect to be entertained.